Hello. Hope you're having a good day, good evening, good night, whatever it is over there for you. I have discovered a need, especially in the blind community over the past few years. There are a lot of options on things that you can use to stream to IceCast. There's the weird hacky OBS method. There's the old Edcast client that's about 15 years old. It's almost as old as I am. The problem with that, though, is that it's kind of buggy and it hasn't been updated and, you know, it's just kind of dying. And we've tried to, resurrect it. Not that we would ever do that in the blind community, but, you know, we have to have some very old tools to use Edcast, and it's just an old software. It doesn't support a lot of the newer protocols and things like that. Some of the encoders are broken, you know, just that type of stuff. Then there are the paid options, which some of those are good. But not everybody should have to spend $299 or $50 million to stream to an IceCast server. It's just kind of stupid. The server's free. Why should I have to pay for the client? Anyway, not going to get on a soapbox. And then there are a few of the other options where they're inaccessible and they don't really want to make it accessible either. For example, I talked to the developer of Broadcast using this tool, but... stupid name for a software, by the way. Not that mine's much better, but he basically said, "Yeah, we're not going to make it accessible. We have no interest in doing that. Sorry, not sorry." So, I used Edcast for a while, and then I started using FFmpeg on Linux to do this, and you know, it worked. It was fine, but you know, we need a better and newer solution, especially with all of the audio sharing websites and just platforms that we have. And that we've just been having recently, you know, we've created a real need for some better options. That's where my software that I've created in collaboration with ChatGPT Codex comes in. My solution to this problem is called WX PyCast, a very self-explanatory name. WX Python, obviously it's coded in Python, it's WX Python. Cast, IceCast. So, very creative name. If you know of a better name that I should use instead, let me know. I really wasn't thinking of a very creative name when I made this. I just wanted it to work. So, I have not put a lot of thought into it. But if you have a better option, let me know. Anyway, this is just a simple IceCast streaming client. And the idea is that you take one microphone input and you can stream it to an IceCast server. That is the idea. Now, I may add another feature, which is taking desktop audio and streaming it as well. But for now, this is what it does. And this is a test client. This is not going to be the official release. You know, this is just an idea of what it's going to look like. Obviously, I'll take some of your suggestions and we'll figure out what we're going to do with it. Based on that. Anyway, so let's get into it. This is WX PyCast. Not this. This is Virtual Recorder. But I'm going to start WX PyCast. And as you can see, as soon as you get into it, you immediately start on your microphone input device. Now, this is just very convenient. That's why I made it this way. I figured that it would just help. So let's go through the main screen here. So you end up on the microphone input device. You can refresh the list. Connect, disconnect, mute. Unlike Edcast, this has a mute button. So if you're talking to your friends and you just want to pause for a minute and you're doing like a stream to IceCast or you're doing whatever, you can pause. Not necessarily pause in the sense that if you're recording, you can stop it and then it immediately starts, because that's not really how it works when you stream. But if you need just a moment of silence where they can, you know, they can't hear you for a minute, that is what this is for. And so you can just mute and unmute and it works great. The next thing you see here is the encoders list. And the way that I have designed WX PyCast is that you can see all of the list of your encoders right here. If you want to have multiple, they're right here. Just nice and not complicated. So you have your add and remove, and then you have your logs, which are empty right now, and then you have your VU meter. And this thing is pretty useful. So if you want to just make sure your levels are where they're supposed to be, you want to make sure audio is actually going through there, and you want to check without having to to listen to it yourself. It's a pretty useful tool for that. And then you're back to input device. So I'm going to select mine, my line one virtual audio cable, and then I am going to go to my encoders list. Now, the nice thing about this is you can name your encoder. So I'm going to set this to Icecast MP3. Now, you can have a remote encoder or a local encoder. A local encoder, we'll get to this in a minute, but right now, let's go to remote. We'll set it to MP3. The other options are, as you can see here, AAC, FLAC, MP3, OGG Vorbis, or OGG Opus. So let's go to MP3. Bitrate mode, CBR. We can do VBR as well. So let's go to CBR for now. Let's go to 192. That's a solid bitrate. Let's go to 44100. Stereo, obviously. And this is where you set your Icecast server. So I'm going to set it to mine. Port 8000, obviously. Mount/stream, that's the default. You can obviously change this to anything you want, but I'll just leave it here for this demonstration. Username, so source. Password is something that you are not going to hear, so be right back. And I typed it in, so I'm going to press OK. And I am now back at the encoders list. So I'm going to add another one. I'm going to change this one to local MP3. I'm going to change that to local. Format is MP3. Bitrate mode is CBR. We're also going to change this to 192, although we could change it to something different. The bitrate is not required to be the same at all. That is just per encoder, completely separate. Sample rate is 44100 again. Stereo channels. And here is the big difference. Local output. You can select your folder here. I'm going to select my downloads. Now, file name pattern. This is very cool, I think. This is how you would select your file name as it is as it is written to your disk. So this is timestamp. You can see here written here. So I'll let you just listen to this. So that's just a configuration. These are like little variables. So you can say timestamp underscore name. So that would make it like 2026, blah, 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 underscore local MP3 dot and then file extension, which is not included here because you set it in the audio format list. Anyway, that's basically just what that does. And then the next thing here is you can set your timestamp format. So I know a lot of people overseas, like in Europe or whatever, they like to have a separate, a different way of setting up their timestamps. They like, you might want to do like YY instead of, four digits to say the year. Whatever you want to do, this system allows for that, and it's very smooth. You just get a lot of configuration options here. Whatever you want to do. Also, there's other variables here. So if you prefer in like sequence, so if you have multiple files, you can specify, okay, this is number one, this is number two, so that they don't get overwritten or whatever. Which leads us to the next checkbox. So if you have multiple files that have the same name, you can choose whether to override them, or you can choose, not to. I want to have like a sequence number. I want to do like 001, 002, whatever. So that is all the settings for that. So we have our two encoders here, Icecast MP3 and local. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to open good old FUBAR 2000, and I'm going to post or play some of the most famous and well-known... Wow, that was loud. I'm going to play some of the most famous and well-known NCS tracks. So we can just give this a little test right here. Let's see. Devices. Okay. We'll set the output here. And we'll set this to line one. And we will no longer hear it because that's not rooted through. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go back to WXPiCast, and I am going to connect it up. And yeah, so there's a little problem here. Well, it's not a problem. Like, this is exactly how it was made. But I'm going to make it so we can hide that meter, and it's not so annoying. If you have any suggestions as to how you would like that meter to appear, so it would be as little annoying as possible. You know, annoying is not the goal, but unfortunately somehow, or sometimes that's just the way that they go. Anyway, so I'll show you this a little bit, what this looks like now. So you can see the 192 there. Yeah, so it's going well. You can see those there. I'm going to show you what is in the logs now. So you can see capturing from line one, started encoder, and started encoder. And they're both doing well. So let's go now to Brave. I will show you the Icecast server, and you can see the mount point here. So you can see mount point slash stream. I'm going to turn this down super quickly so it doesn't blast us in the ears. So here is our mount point, and it is playing as we selected the music. Another thing this supports is if you want to change your microphone while it's going, you can easily do this. So let's say if I wanted to use my webcam microphone, which is not very good, but if I wanted to use it, I could do it right here, and it would automatically transition very quickly. And see if you want to hear this. And it would automatically transition. See, that doesn't sound very good, does it? No, it doesn't. But yeah. So that's pretty nice. And there's a lot of different little cool things like that in here. But yeah, let me know what you think about this software. If you think that it could have some improvements, I'm sure it can. This is, like I said, this is not a final product. This is a demonstration, and it is a test as to just to show what it is capable of right now before I release it. And I just want some user feedback. And this is obnoxious. We're turning this off. But yeah, I just want some user feedback. Let me know what you think, how it could be improved, whether you like it. What do you think about it? Yeah, have a good day. Oh, I'm stupid. I forgot. Don't have a good day yet. Well, I mean, do, but don't yet. Because I still need to show you the local encoder. So I just pressed disconnect. I went to that checkbox and disabled it after I stopped the recording. But I did not delete the files yet that were in my downloads as a result of WXPiCast. So here you can see this here, and it did record. We got 2 minutes, 44 seconds worth of NCS music here that went right through. And I think it sounds pretty good. Pretty solid file. Nothing wrong with it. Sounds just like the stream. Yeah, so that's just the general idea. Yeah, let me know what you think about this software, how it could be improved, whether you like it, what do you think about it. Have a good day. Bye.